Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayishlach, begins with a discussion of Yaakov's trip back to the land of Eretz Yisrael and his encounter with Esav on the way, the subsequent abduction of Dinah, Shimon HaLevi wipe out the entire city, and finally Yaakov makes his way back to the land of Canaan, to Eretz Yisrael, to his father's home. Our sages teach us that Yaakov was away for 22 years from home, and consequently he failed to honor his mother and his father for those 22 years, and so he had to deal with Yosef's apparent death, and Yosef not being present for 22 years. And Yaakov really thought that Yosef had died, and Yosef was not around to be with his father as a punishment to Yaakov for not honoring his father and his mother for those 22 years. And the obvious question which many commentators ask is, what do you mean Yaakov was punished for not honoring his mother and his father? Yaakov was told by his mother and his father to leave town. Yaakov had no choice but to leave town. Esav wanted to kill him. And his parents told him he had to leave town in order to save his life and also to get married. And what ended up happening was that Yaakov had to stay by Laban for 14 years to marry Leah and Rachel. And then afterwards, he stayed for another 6 years to earn some money because he had no money. So what exactly did he do wrong? Why is he punished for those 22 years? And some of the commentators answer that you are right. For 20 years, Yaakov had an excuse. He was not present because he had to flee from Esav, and he had to get married, raise a family, and he had to make some money in order to support his family. However, Yaakov, on his way back, kind of took his sweet time and spent about another 2 years on the road before finally arriving back in the land of Israel. Even after encountering Esav, the parasha tells us that he stopped off and he built huts for his animals and he built a house for himself, and there's a whole story with Dinah. And Yaakov tarried on the way. And because Yaakov tarried on the way for those 2 years, therefore all 22 years are now his responsibility. Now again, this is only a partial answer, because why is he responsible for 22 years? He should only be responsible for those 2 years. And yet, he is held accountable for all 22 years that he was away. And perhaps the answer is as follows. Indeed, Yaakov had to leave for those 14 years and then another 6 years to make a living when he felt it was necessary for him to stay by Laban's house for six more years after paying his dues through his work for his two wives, Rachel and Leah. And that was all valid and fine. However, the question is, was Yaakov really sensitive enough to realize that he was missing out on the opportunity to perform the mitzvah of Kibud Avim? Of course, we're talking about Yaakov Avinu, one of the greatest people to ever walk the face of the planet. And so we cannot simply put Yaakov into our shoes and try to psychoanalyze him, God forbid. But because our sages teach us that there was a shortcoming in Yaakov, we can try to understand at Yaakov's supernal, enormously developed spiritual level what exactly that shortcoming was. And perhaps the fact that Yaakov tarried on the way back for 2 years wasn't just a tarrying of 2 years, but it showed a lack of sensitivity to the importance of the mitzvah of honoring his father and his mother. If he was fully developed and truly was upset and fully regretted to the greatest extent that he could not honor his parents while he was away, then he would have rushed and hurried back as soon as he possibly could to get back to the land of Canaan to be able to honor his parents. The fact that he tarried showed that there was something, again, at Yaakov's great level, lacking in his sensitivity and his appreciation of that mitzvah. And that lack of appreciation would spill over even into the 20 years where he needed to be away, but because during those 20 years where he had an excuse, he did not have the full appreciation for the mitzvah, so he was held accountable for all 22 years. That all 22 years were a lack of honoring his mother and his father, because even those 22 years where he was entitled to not be around, where he had no choice but to not be around, nonetheless, he did not have the proper appreciation and sensitivity to the mitzvah, and therefore he is held accountable for those as well. What an important lesson this is for so many of us when we have excuses. Yes, I have an excuse. I wasn't feeling well, and I couldn't make it to davening on time, or I just am too tired to study Torah, or I had a really rough day, and I just wasn't up to being 100% fully nice and kind to other people because I just needed a break. Okay? Maybe those are valid excuses. But after the excuse is done, to what degree does one really truly regret not having been able to perform that mitzvah, not having been able to serve Hashem fully and properly as one should? Is the regret is the sorrow for not being able to fulfill that mitzvah really there, and it's just, well, it was beyond my control? Or is there an element of lack of appreciation for the mitzvah, lack of full commitment to the mitzvah, and perhaps this time I was indeed excused. This time it's indeed beyond my control, but nonetheless, I may be held to some degree accountable for missing it, because even when I missed it, I didn't really care enough that I missed it. And so perhaps I'm still being held accountable for missing out on that mitzvah, because when I missed it, there was a mixture in there of, well, I don't really care fully about the mitzvah, and so while I may have a good excuse, that lack of commitment is still there, and I may have to answer for that. And so this is something for us to think about and to work on in our lives, that even though sometimes we do have a good excuse, but where are our hearts and minds truly when we are not able to do what we need to do? Something to think about. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.